Hey everybody, it's GP. It's Friday morning in Tokyo. Happy Friday. Just dropped Ty off at daycare. It's so funny, like, he's obsessed with trains and cars, and at daycare they have this big Thomas the Tank Engine toy. As we call it, Oki Tomasu, it's Big Thomas. So Ty really likes that, and it's like the easiest way I can get him out the door in the morning is like, oh, you want to go play with Oki Tomasu? And usually he'll just jump right into the stroller. Yeah, that's baby car in Japanese. And, on his own, it's no problem. So that's been going on for quite a while. And once in a while, we'll show up at daycare and one of the other kids will be playing with the Big Thomas. And that'll cause like a problem because, you know, it's a little kid and don't really understand the concept of sharing yet. But now there's a kid, one of Ty's friends, Satoya, and if you've seen the photoshopped Street Fighter / Sumo photo, it's the other kid in that photo. It's one of Ty's friends. He will actually present Ty with the Big Thomas upon entering the nursery. And it's like super cute. And then, you know, I make Ty say, you know, arigato to the kid and they bow. It's really quite cute and funny. But the other thing that happens is, like, all the kids, like, are interested in Ty and me because, you know, we don't look Japanese. We look different. So the kids, like, they all, like, converge on Ty and me as soon as we walk through the door. And it's, like, pretty overwhelming for Ty. And he, like, you know, like, basically has to run away and gets all upset because all the kids run over and they try to give him toys. Which I know, boo-hoo, sounds like a big problem. But I guess for a two-year-old, it can be a little bit overwhelming. And I have to try to, like, diffuse the situation and play with the other kids while Ty makes his escape. Anyway, there's a new CADcast up on cheapassgamer.com. You can download it right there. You can also, if you want to get it through iTunes, you go to bit.ly/CADcastiTunes, and that'll automatically subscribe you and download it in iTunes for you. And we talk about a lot of stuff on there, like Project Natal and the Xbox Game Room and Army of Two, which I actually did receive the full version yesterday that I ordered from PlayAsia. And I played through the first chapter, which is basically what's in the demo. The demo is basically the entire first chapter, except for the very, very end. And so far, I like it. I mean, I really like the first one. It's, you know, it's not like a groundbreaking game by any means, but it's a lot of fun. It's a competent third-person shooter that has a very strong emphasis on co-op. And if that's something that sounds like it would appeal to you, then you should probably check it out. Although, it's supposed to be very short. And I remember the first one was very short as well. So a $60 buy sounds a little bit too expensive, but definitely a great rental so far, and or a cheap pickup. Or, you know, you can buy it now and trade it in or something. But anyway, we're going to talk about it much more next week on next week's show because Wombat and I are going to play through it. He's got some vacation time coming, and I'll bet you we'll be able to finish it before next week's show. It's only like 5 or 6 hours long. So even though I'm supposed to be on a diet right now, I am heading over to the local Royal Host, and I'm going to pick up some pancakes, I think. Because it's Friday, and I actually I have to do a lot of cleaning in the apartment, so I have to get my energy level up. Got to clean out that box room, because it does look like we will be moving next month. We put an offer in on an apartment yesterday. So, bye-bye Ojima. Hello, West Side, or Southwest Side, or whatever. Anyway, I think that's it for this week, or this show, or whatever you call this freaking thing. And we will talk to you later.